to another podcast. It's on my feet, Maverick. And today I want to talk about something that I believe a lot of people have not considered. Call it a cliche, call it an adage, call it an axiom that says there's time for everything. And that is very true. But there's one thing that we forget to create time for, and that is us. In our daily schedules, from when we wake up to when we sleep, we have attributed our time to different things. One, to the maintenance of the house that we live in, cleaning. One, to our physical body, feeding, bathing. One, to work, we attribute a lot of time to that. And we finish from cleaning the house and feeding ourselves, feeding our tummies and feeding our bodies, and then getting to the vehicle and going straight. I spend a whole lot of other time on work. While we're at work, we try and communicate with our loved ones, our friends. Life goes on this way, and it's very exciting. It's quite beautiful. I mean, you gotta get in touch with people, you gotta talk to them, you gotta do the right thing by a lot of people's standards. But there's one person you forgot to create time for. You. Why would you not create time for yourself to explore the possibilities in your life? Who you are, what you can do, what you like doing. Some of us are lucky enough when we were in maybe tertiary institution or secondary institution, we had probably either a good education or a good environment where it was easy for you to discover something that you love doing, and you pursued it down the line, and it took you to a place where you are very comfortable now. But some other people weren't, because of their upbringing. There was a lot of don't do that, don't do this, you can't do that, you can't do this, stop that, stop this, focus on this, focus on that, focus on this, focus on that. And they've redirected your entire mindset towards other things with the, I don't know, maybe analysis or psychology that doing all those things is going to in turn come and take care of you. Yeah, to some extent, makes sense. To most extent. But only doing you will take the care that you want for yourself is only going to be possible if you do you. So while you're trying to do all these things, if you can't find time to do you, to indulge in yourself, all your excesses, your ideas, stretch them, play around a little, you're just going to be in a wagon that you don't know the destination, and you're not friends with the driver, basically. And that's not what I would advise for anybody. We're in a time of abundance. Just understanding yourself alone can give you leverage to rise beyond your means. People have turned businesses from 0 to 100 in a matter of 3 years. And that's because they didn't have any assistance. Some have done it in less time than that. I've already said this in my previous podcast, so I'm not going to reiterate it here. But what I'm trying to say is, I mean, time is now limitless, really. And as fast as life is happening, anything you want can happen for you that fast. You just have to create your own time. So this is what I'm proposing. There's 24 hours in a day. Within your own 24 hours, how much time do you give to yourself? You need to ask yourself that question. If you found out that, write down your timetable, see all the sets of things that you're currently doing. If there is no time for you, then bring out the time. And when I mean time for you, it's not time to chat with your friends, no. It's not time to watch a movie, no. It's time for you to do whatever you want to do. If your friend is chatting you up during your me time and you are interested in chatting them back, then that's fine. If not, take a nap. If not, read a book. If not, play a game. If not, do that thing that you're exactly interested in, that you have given a thought to, okay, doing this thing is going to help me grow, it's going to develop me further, I'm going to be able to start something if I start doing this in this time, and keep trying to expand that amount of time. That is one. Two, account for your days. Some people don't remember what they did yesterday. Some, what were you doing on Monday? Nah, I think I went to work. Then, that's a bad, very bad approach to time. When you wake up in the morning, try as much as possible to plan the entire week. Whether you want to pick a day for only your laundry, fine. You want to pick a day for cooking soup, beautiful. You want to pick a day for... Yeah, you may not adhere to this 100%. That is also fine. The idea is not for you to become a routine. It's for you to have a reason for the day. In case nothing is going according to plan, then you just refer back to your original or alternative. Or you can say, okay, since I don't have much doing now, let me do what I'm supposed to do tomorrow, today. If not, you're going to keep thinking you have a lot of time, and you don't. Time is faster than it was right now. We still experience 24 hours, but what happens within that 24 hours 5 years ago is what happens in like 10 minutes today. So, personal summary is, you need me time, and you need to account for your time. You need me time. Time to discover, plan, process yourself. And you need to account for your time and days. This is a primary step to self-discovery. If you're going to be whatever you want to be, quote unquote, you want to be. Nobody's going to influence this. This is your wanting. You're going to have to request of yourself these two things. A time to plan your life within 24 hours every day. You need that time, and an account of what you did with that time. It's Omi V, it's Omi Maverick. This is my podcast.